right. Three more.
Our next applicant is Renaissance Theater Works of Milwaukee. Take a look at their work sample.
C minor. That's it. That's C minor all the time.
I have C minor.
What's so special?
It is. She's special.
Why?
She is.
Why?
She is.
Why?
I'm there.
Why?
Because she does.
Perhaps she's not very nice.
She is nice.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You just said you'd never see her.
I saw her last year.
Yes, sir.
Did I?
Never mind. I remember her. That one.
What's so special?
Eagle jobs.
What's so special?
I think I'm the aunt's child. I think my mother's really me on. She goes to America. Now, shut up!
I'll be responding.
Okay, forward a little bit.
Cuddle and shut up, because I want to see you.
Just about the one. Yeah.
Just the one.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Do we have images?
No.
Thank you. And Maggie, would you like to start out the review?
Yes. Renaissance Theater is Milwaukee's only professional theater company founded by and run by women. They're dedicated to promoting the work of women on stage and off. They do a season of three main stage performances. They have a program called Groundworks, which is a series for the next generation of artists, which is performed at the Urban Harvest Brewery. They put on something called Drink, which is the New Play Festival. This year they are co-hosting the Statera Conference for Gender Parity, so they put off this year's production of Groundworks so that they can do the Statera Conference. They also have something called the Fran Brower Young Critics Project, where they're collaborating with a local community organization to develop young women of color as theater critics for that. That was outstanding. And I want to take this program to Chicago and just grab these people and move them to Chicago. They have an acting intern project to provide learning opportunities for young artists in partnership with the university. They've hired the highest number of women artists. They've exceeded their box office goals and increased single tickets by 35%. They are running out of space in their current 99-seat theater. 45% of their performances are sold out. They have sold 82% of possible revenue. They have a 15-member board. I would have liked to have seen the board member affiliations. They call their board members diverse. It's not quite clear exactly how they are. The board meets monthly, and there are advisory committees that also meet monthly. They have had no debt in 25 years. How they do it, they have a dedicated board and staff and involved board members. They have actually recruited new board members in the 2018-19 season who are bringing new connections, new strengths, new ideas. They are dedicated, they have a distinctive mission, and they're known for their high-quality theater productions.
2 minutes.
Let's see, they have partnerships with numerous community organizations, from youth to seniors and all different kinds of interest groups. They are getting increasing recognition for their work in gender parity. As I mentioned before, they're putting on the Statera Conference. In 2016, they won the Applause Award from the International Conference of Women Playwrights. They have a pay-what-you-can policy with discount tickets, and they have a special 35 and under subscription package that they just started up. They choose their productions. The artistic staff chooses the production, with oversight by the board, and input from a play selection committee, which includes community groups. They are currently undergoing a strategic planning process. They do one every 3 years, evidently, and they're undergoing... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they did a strategic planning plan in 2017 and 2018, and there's going to be a new plan in 2019. I thought the strategic plan had a good template. It included goals, objectives, tactics, and the persons responsible. They have a stated criteria for a successful season, finishing the season in the black, staging 3 works of professional production values, critical and audience reviews, and selling over 80% of available ticket revenue. Overall, I thought it was a good proposal.
Thank you. Joe, would you like to comment?
Yes, I just want to comment a few. Financially, this organization is raising 80% of its income through fundraising. Should be noted, too, that that wonderful United Performing Arts Fund in Milwaukee appears to be responsible for about a third of that fundraising, which is great. You've said most of what struck me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a very focused mission, and it's very well executed. I wish I had seen more about the partnership with Pearls. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to know more about that, and I would have liked to have seen a letter maybe from Pearls talking about in support of that as a collaborator. Wouldn't we all love to have our biggest problem be there's not enough seats? Hmm. There are a lot of partnerships listed here, which is nice. And the narrative probably doesn't give enough room to kind of say how those partnerships take place. But in particular for the things that partnerships for organizations that might not be apparent to us, it would be helpful to know what these organizations are and what they might be. But in the great sense of the way this is written, I agree. It's a very well written proposal. It's a great program, and it appears to be very well executed and managed.
Other comments?
I would agree. Great educational tool. Quality artistic vision, potential growth with the space, great collaborations again, that letter of support from those key partnerships. They had a great evaluational plan and sample surveys.
Did you say a great organization plan?
I'm sorry, evaluation.
A great evaluation tool?
Evaluation.
Great.
Ellie, any comments?
I mean, just to echo that I really appreciated their strong, clear mission that was the through line of all of their work. And then just to echo that clear and specific criteria for what success looks like from year to year was a great a strength of their organization.
Ed?
I think given their focus on particularly toward the women's front and so forth, they might want to be better known throughout the state or through a larger geographical area, because I think it's a very attractive organization, and they probably will as they continue.
Maggie's going to steal them to Chicago, isn't it?
Yes, or at least that program, the critics program.
Any other comments? Thank you.